The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This is Hogfest 2008. Our inaugural Hogfest event. We want to thank Just-In-Time Catering for providing the great food that everybody's enjoying. Are you all getting enough to eat and drink? All right, here's what we're going to do. We got lots of bikes, some people parked over in the church. Our spotters have been out throughout the afternoon. If you brought a bike by for Best in Show, stick around, because in the last segment today, right at the beginning, we are going to be awarding the prize for Best in Show. And we are also going to be, now you, Sharky, you can't hear? Nobody can hear anything out here?
Are we on?
I think we're on the air. I sure hope we're on the air.
Thanks to everybody for coming out today. You know what this is?
What?
This is a happening.
It is a happening.
It is happening, too.
It's an event. Happening.
This is a groovy happening.
I have a question for you, Rob Spiewak.
I'll entertain a question.
After your little inauguration with Motorcycle Riding Concepts,
yes.
Do you have any desire to take up the hobby, the wonderful hobby, the hobby that I've enjoyed for, about 3 years now?
What do you think?
Wow. You know, it was really exciting to feel the power between my legs.
I know.
And seeing how happy it's made you and Buzz getting back into the swing of things.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely not.
You know, we have thanked everybody, and our PA system was not up out here in the parking lot, but I do want to have everybody give themselves a round of applause. Thank you all so much for coming out for our inaugural event.
Yes.
They have already, based on the turnout today, given us the...
Oh, look who's here.
Given us the nod. Thank you very much, sir.
Oh, it's...
Ladies and gentlemen, probably one of the best new shows, in my opinion, in the country, Big O and Dukes right here on WJFK.
Chad Dukes, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Chad Dukes.
Mike O'Mara a hug.
Thank you very much.
Oh, we all get hugs. Aww. Thank you, Chad.
That's Big O and Dukes. Yes. They have a great show, and I want to see these guys get syndicated like our show and go nationwide.
And thank you for the Powerade.
The rest of the country deserves those guys. We're going to play the Memorial Day quiz in just a minute here, and we are going to give away some fabulous prizes and then some not-so-fabulous prizes. It's going to be based on degree of difficulty. The more difficult, I think, the questions are, the better your prize is going to be. And what else? Have I left anything out or anybody?
I mean,
as the time flies on a show like this, I always concern myself with not mentioning everybody, not thanking everybody enough, not letting all the people know. Have I covered it so far?
You'll think of it driving home.
One more time, I wanted to thank the Bad Influence Band, because they've been playing during our
breaks.
Aren't
they great?
And they'll be in the middle of a song, and we'll be coming out of break, and we'll go, shut up! And they have to stop.
On a dime.
And I've been in a band, brother, and I know what that's like. And especially, I know the first request you got, brother. Let me tell you, brother.
Blake, ladies and gentlemen.
I remember when we had the band, too, and I know the neighborhood had issues as far as the loud music, and the very first thing they said to you guys was, make sure it's not too loud. And that's like the worst effing thing you can ever hear when you're in a band. Exactly. I swear to God, especially if you're a guitar player, like all of my obnoxious guitar players. Hello, Beth Ann.
Hello,
you have all the prizes?
Beth Ann.
Okay. You've got the list here. Let me see what we've got. Still have the jacket from Patriot Harley Davidson. We have the free session from MRC, a pair of men's motor boots, and a pair of women's motor boots.
Ooh.
And a leather riding backpack. Those are the, and we've, no, did we give that away? We gave that away already. Right. We gave away the briefcase. We still have the backpack.
All right.
And we have what? A gentleman brought by a vest also. All right. You tell me based on, I want to say, if it's a difficult question, I'll want a good prize. If it's an easy question, we give away one of the T-shirts. Would you like to, let me see.
So no matter what, it's a good prize.
Hey, Mandy. Mandy, could you come over here for just a second, please? Just for a second. Here you go. Let me just have a sip of my apple juice here. Mandy, would you like to try on, can we get the T-shirt so she can model the T-shirt, please? Would you mind trying on over your shirt the new T-shirt? Get her a big one.
I would love to.
Okay.
Mandy just turned 21 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, they just arrived today. They are fresh off the presses. Mandy will be modeling the brand new Mike O'Mara Show T-shirts here at WJFK.
Certainly qualified.
That's right. We're going to be throwing
backwards.
A few of these out. No, it's not. It's not backwards.
On her, it's going to look great.
All right. Don't ruin the moment.
Take it easy.
Mandy, could you just do a little perimeter walk for us? And
there
you go.
Wow.
There they are,
look
ladies and gentlemen.
That's styling.
All right. Very, very nice. Thank you, Mandy. And Mandy, you get to keep that, too. That's yours to keep. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Don't get it wet.
Don't get it wet. Let me just take a momentary little sip after viewing Mandy. Mandy's 20. What did you say?
Is that beer?
No,
it's Powerade.
Powerade.
You can tell by the color.
God, when do you ever? No, it's not beer.
Have a seat, Beth Ann.
It's ginger ale. Just a little sip. Everybody, will you hum to yourselves whilst I take a little sip? Please, 1, 2, 3, hum.
a little louder, please? One, two, three. Okay. I think we're ready to go here. Who wants to play the Memorial Day quiz? Now, Matt, pay attention because you're going to be holding the microphone for each of our contestants. Is that a live mic? Speak into it, please.
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's a live mic. First person that would like the first question on the Memorial Day quiz, you, sir, with the do-rag, come up here, right up here, right
step
now.
Step forward, won't you?
Good choice.
Very nice, sir. How are you? What's your name?
Eric.
Eric, where do you hail from?
Dumfries.
I just spilled ginger ale on myself.
That's Looks right. like you're really enjoying the show.
All right, we have a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt on the line for you.
Ooh.
True or false?
50% chance.
Memorial Day has always been called Memorial Day.
False.
That is correct. False. I will give you two t-shirts if you can tell me what it originally was called. No shouting from the peanut gallery, please.
I have no idea.
I didn't either. It was called Decoration Day.
Decoration Day?
How gay is that?
Terribly.
Decoration Day. One t-shirt for Eric. Thank you very much. Nice round of applause for him. Who else would like to play the game? That's how easy it is to win fabulous prizes.
Next victim.
You, sir. You, sir. Well, you were raising your hand, and then he turned away. I don't know if that was him. Oh, don't be fearful. Don't be fearful. Who would like to play the game? You, sir. Step right up here. Enter and sign in, please. What is your name, sir?
Mark.
Mark, where do you hail from?
Warrington.
Did you ride here today?
Yes, sir, I did.
What are you on today there, Mark?
3 Deuce.
Ah, lovely.
No, but
lovely.
What are you on?
It means something different to
Buzz. It's a totally different concept.
I'm sorry.
Let me put down my ginger ale because it's getting in the way. Would you like to hold the ginger ale?
Have a sip, Thank you. Then. It couldn't hurt.
Thank you very much. All right. Let's see. Let me look at this question. I'll tell you whether it's a good prize or just a T-shirt.
They're all good prizes.
And incidentally, yes, T-shirts are fabulous prizes. Damn it. That's for sure.
It's a good-looking shirt.
But this is a T-shirt. This is a T-shirt question.
All right.
Are you ready?
Sure.
All right. This television great is being honored this Sunday with a bobblehead doll at the Bowie Bay Sox Minor League Baseball Stadium. This television great.
He's a great, Mike.
You're an ass.
You're an ass.
I just read what the answer is.
Isn't it a television great?
Ladies and gentlemen, our chief writer and quiz master, Rob Spiewak. Okay. Do not applaud. This television, you know what? I'm giving you a T-shirt even if you get it wrong.
That's fair.
This television great is being honored this Sunday with a bobblehead doll giveaway at the Bowie Bay Sox Minor League Baseball Stadium. Only you would know this fact.
It was emailed to
me. I'm going
to
give you a hint, all right? I'm going to give you a hint.
The hint is that it's a television great.
It's a television, but I'm going to give you a hint. It's a game show guy.
Okay.
All right, there you go. That's your hint.
Who is it? Ooh.
Take your time, because it is a difficult question. I swear to God, it's the hardest. You know who it is?
Richard Dawson.
Richard Dawson is incorrect. Oh, you really know? Oh. Shout it out if you know who it is. Pat Zajac. Give this gentleman a T-shirt right here.
And what about the
What
babe?
Does she get? She's a heckler. She gets dick.
She gets.
You mean helper.
But I love you, honey. I truly do. That still counts as heckling, gentlemen, in the rules of comedy.
I agree.
All right, let me see. Okay.
Who else would like to play the quiz?
Who else? You, sir. You, sir, with the neck thing on.
You know
there.
Who that is, Mike? That's Big Vic.
Hey, Big Vic, how are you?
Big Vic.
How tall are you, Big Vic?
6'5".
6'5". I'm not going to mess with you, Big Vic. You're probably going to get this. I'm going to predict that you're going to get this one.
Yeah, oh, good.
T-shirt on the line for this one. Memorial Day was first widely observed to honor the sacrifices of the soldiers of which war?
Two. Dub-dub-2.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
that is incorrect. The correct answer is the Civil War. Civil War.
Or as I call it, the War of Northern Aggression.
Jesus, of course you do. It's always about the gray with you, isn't it, Rob Spiewak? Who else would like to play the Memorial Day quiz? Show of hands, show of hands. The prospect, come up here, sir.
All right.
Enter and sign in, please. What is your name, sir?
Tracy.
Tracy.
That's a chick's name.
Tracy, it's a chick.
Go over
you
there
see
and tell
this guy?
Him that.
Look
I'm
at
fine
it.
Right
He's a
here.
Prospect. That doesn't mean he can't kick your ass when these guys aren't around.
I didn't say anything. Buzz said it.
All right. Let me see. All right. This is another T-shirt on the line for this one. Memorial Day is the second most popular grilling holiday. What holiday beats it? I'll give you it again. Memorial Day is the second most popular grilling holiday. What holiday beats it? This is pretty easy.
I'm going to go with Independence Day. Christmas.
4th of July is correct. Give that man a T-shirt. Thank
Buzz
you very
guessed
much.
Christmas.
Christmas.
Just a
grilling
thought.
Day.
Just a thought.
Grilling Day. Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day. Who's next? Who wants to play the game? You, sir, with the tie right over here. Come right up and step up to the microphone. Incidentally, this is Matt Goldstein on the Midday Show, Big O and Dukes. Matt got into the cage, Ultimate Fighting, went up against Drab, got choked out, but he had the guts to get in there, and I think he deserves a round of applause. I tell you, I'm proud of this kid. I think he's got guts, and he's an absolute unbelievable a-hole.
And he doesn't eat pork.
Let me see. All right. Okay. All right. Let me see. We're going to give a good prize away. This is a tough question here. This is a good one. What do we have on the line here? How about the boots? Want to give away the pair of boots? A pair of men's motor boots from Ariat International. Ariat International, makers of the top Western English work and motorcycle boots. All right? This is a tough question.
I wear the English boots.
And you ride English, don't you?
I do. And side saddle as well.
Rob, side saddle on the big horse. Here we go. According to Congress, the date of Memorial Day is always what?
It's the last Monday of the first, or the last full weekend in May.
I'm going to give it to you again. You're in the ballpark, but we kind of danced around the answer there. Let me give it to you. According to Congress, the date of Memorial Day is always?
A Monday.
Right.
On the last full weekend in the month of May.
I think he gets it.
I think he gets it. The final Monday in the month of May. Congratulations. You win the motorcycle boots. Give this guy a round of applause. That was a tough one.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Buzz?
I was going to ask if he had a bike.
Do you have a bike? Or?
I rode that here.
Hey, all right.
Oh, really? With the tie?
Her.
You rode her.
Wow.
Well, put the boots on and enjoy your weekend, sir.
Still come in handy.
Have a nice climb.
Make sure you wear a helmet.
Have fun. Who's next? Who wants to try the quiz? Ma'am, step right up here. Lovely lady.
Yeah.
It's a lady.
Hi, it's a lady.
All right, let me see what this is. This is going to be, this is easy. This should be like a T-shirt cut in half. That's how easy this question is.
We can do that.
Yeah, especially for her.
I don't want to put any pressure on you, but this is, okay.
See?
Okay, no question necessary. She said she was going to cut it off at the midriff. The most popular grilled food item in America or on Memorial Day. The most popular grilled food ever. What are you laughing at? It's a legitimate question.
What's wrong with you?
Buzz is whispering things, and they're funny, teacher.
Well, share them with the rest of the class, for Christ's sake.
I don't want to spoil it.
The most popular grilled food item.
Hot dogs.
Oh.
Hamburgers.
You're wrong. Yes, it was hamburgers.
Buzz's guess.
But you said hot dogs first. But you know what? I'll tell you what. I'm not going to give you a T-shirt. All right. Thank you very much. No, I'm.
What was your?
That was funny, right? That was the bait and switch.
What was Buzz's guess?
No, I'm sorry. You might want to try again, though. But this is not the BDK show. If you answer incorrectly, I can't reward you. Thank you. What is your name?
Katie.
Katie, you're very sweet.
Thank you.
Maybe later on, someone will just hand you a T-shirt. Okay.
It's going
to
happen.
Be nice to Matt. Now, what?
What a traitor.
You know, you are the executive producer of the show, but that don't I get a chance to make any editorial decisions anymore? She's just looking at me. Yeah. Who else wants to play? Who wants to step up and play?
Maybe Beth Ann could play.
Let me see. You, sir, in the green shirt right over there. Step right up here. Let me see. Difficult.
What's your name, sir?
Brent.
Brent Fitness.
All right, I'm going to put the big one online here. This is for a Patriot Harley-Davidson jacket.
Oh, cool.
Do we have the jacket?
This will be nice.
Bring the jacket out. Want to thank Patriot Harley Davidson, also Jane, what is it? Justin Jane's Custom Cycle? What is it?
Crazy Jane's Custom Cycle.
There's your, that's sweet.
Do you wear jackets, Brent?
What size is it? Is it a double XL? I'm sorry, we will not be giving that away today.
Unfortunately,
I'm kidding.
That has to go back to the prize
closet. I'm kidding, of course. All right. This is, this is just an obscure question.
Man, that's nice.
Here we go. For a Patriot Harley-Davidson leather jacket, this is the most popular grilled side dish. And I will tell you there is a choice of one, two, three. There's a category for the third, but there's a choice of three. The most popular grilled side dish for Memorial Day weekend.
Corn on the cob.
You rock. You have won the leather jacket.
Winner.
Way to go.
Winner.
I never would have gotten that one. That's obscure. I usually like boil my corn.
You have to go to the corn website to find that out.
Sounds kind of kinky to boil your corn.
I was going
to
say beans.
Beans?
They keep falling through.
Grilled beans, but they do fall through the grate.
Have you been drinking the ginger ale that they gave you?
Yeah, can't you tell?
Buzz Burbank, he's here all week. Got a few more T-shirts, and then we do have to take a quick break. Let's get right to it. Next in line, who'd like to play? Show of hands. You, sir, in the back, right over there. Come right up here. Yep, you, sir, with the football jersey on. A Cowboys jersey. Step right up. You got some tats on.
Lots
wow.
of ink.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh,
can't
wow.
Can't read them all, can we?
No. How about that?
Yes, sir.
Maybe take one big step back.
Yes, how are things in the clan? All right. Very good.
He's touching me.
Let's get this. Question number 8.
Grab my nipple.
Memorial Day was declared a national holiday in 1971 when who was president of the United States? Memorial Day was declared a national holiday in 1971.
Tough one, isn't it? For me, for help.
When who was president of the United States?
Jimmy Carter.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. It was Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon. Who's next? No, he doesn't get a T-shirt. All right, thank you very much. Who's next? You, sir, with the blue. Step right up here.
Just for fun, Matt, tell them where you go to church.
Got time for a couple of more. What's your name, sir?
Orson Welles. Call me the Tin Man.
The Tin Man?
Yep.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm trying to look through your glasses.
Really?
Yep.
What's your name?
Tom.
Tom, you are creeping me out, man.
But didn't you like Citizen Kane?
What's in the bag, Tom?
Yeah, Tom, what do you have in your paper bag?
I got something here for Rob.
Why is it always me?
Because
I don't want to see his tattoos.
If people bring food, they bring it for you, dude.
What is it?
What do we have here?
Called Weight and Inches.
Oh, really? Yeah. A program for losing weight and reducing body fat.
Did it work for you?
I lost 100 pounds.
Wow. Really?
I lost 100 pounds.
For
wow.
You.
That's amazing. That's a great accomplishment.
Now, were you bigger than you were now? I mean, have you lost it and kept it off?
I was 417.
417 pounds.
Hey, good work.
Good man. Look at this nice crowd.
That's very cool.
As a side note, I was here probably in the mid-90s when Oprah ran the Marine Marathon, and you had people run around the building.
Yes.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, I was here then. I was one of the runners. I weighed 330 then, and I'm less now.
All right.
Good work.
Congratulations.
Tom, thank you for bringing the fat juice for Rob. Let's get a question for you for a T-shirt. Do we have the right size?
Give him
they're
two.
They're all XLs?
Give
okay.
Give him two.
That's right. No, he doesn't. Two isn't going to work. What are you going to be? They're seamstress, for Christ's sake? How's that going to work?
Maybe he needs a hobby.
They're cut loose.
All right. Within a dime, Tom. You look like a smart guy with your Amish beard. This is the average cost for a pound of ground beef. For your Memorial Day cookout. Within a dime, this is the average cost for a pound of ground beef for your Memorial Day cookout.
These are great questions.
$2.80.
I'm terribly sorry. The average price is $3.52.
Yeah.
We would have accepted $3.42 to $3.62, up 1.1%. You're an ass hat.
These are great questions.
This is that you are so anal. All right, I want to get. Oh, look at all
you're
these.
You're gonna love me when I'm skinny when I start taking this.
Can
stuff.
I do? Can I do three more questions? All right, show of hands. Who wants to play? Who's next? You, sir. Step right up. Then we'll try to get a lady. Yes, you. Don't ever look over your shoulder when somebody picks on you. What kind of strap is that? That looks like a little, like,
Disney
children's
strap.
Hand. What?
From Disneyland.
I'm what? Sorry. We're going to need another contestant.
You know what he is, Mike?
What?
He's a
no,
dandy.
That was the old show didn't like Disney.
No. The new show doesn't like Disney either. I went there last year with my kids, okay? Really, it's like, hi, stand in line, spend money. Stand in line, spend money. Stand in line.
All
I'll let you go.
All the poor people that have to go to Disney.
Yes, sirree. It's always rough. You'll tell us all about it, Rob. All right, question number 11 for a T-shirt. True or false, the charcoal briquette was patented by Henry Ford in 1920.
That is true.
That is false. I'm sorry. It is a popular urban myth, but it was patented in 1897 by Ellsworth B.A. Where'd you get these answers?
That's from the charcoal
Ellsworth
website.
Briquette. It was Ellsworth B.A. Zwoyer of Pennsylvania. I'm terribly sorry, but have fun at Disney. Say hi to Michael Eisner for me. Who's next? How about a lady? How about a lady that led to play? Lady, step right up. Hey, lady.
Hey, Pinky.
Step right up here. Pinky Tuscadero, what's your name?
Jill.
Jill, how are you?
Good.
Is that a, what is that on your shoulder? What tattoo is that?
Tattoo.
Oh, ooh.
It goes all the way around.
Oh, that's, you know what? That's what I love about Rolling Thunder and the whole thing. I swear to God. I find tattoos on a woman incredibly sexy. That's
nice.
Right. Do you realize that from the waist down, Beth Ann has like a whole body sleeve?
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing to see. And Buzz spent really the better part of last year on all of his vacations completely tattooing his penis.
It's true.
Nice.
Yes. It's a fascinating thing. No, I'm
like
lying,
the
of course.
Chapel now.
Beth Ann has what we call pants.
Okay, here we go. This is question number 13. Do we have any? Do we have ladies' boots to give away? Would you like ladies' boots, motorcycle boots? You dig those, right? All right, let me see a tough one here. Hold on. All right.
Yes.
All right, hold on just a second.
Settle down.
Give me something easy.
It can't be easy because it's a better prize.
Ah.
All right.
You're in for it now.
This is a little math teaser here. You ready?
Well, a brain teaser.
On Memorial Day, this is from the mind of Spiewak.
No.
On Memorial Day, Americans will enjoy nearly 150 million hot dogs. That is enough to stretch from D.C. to L.A. How many times? No shouting from the crowd, please. I'll say it again. On Memorial Day, Americans will enjoy
a phone call.
Nearly, you don't have a lifeline here. Nearly 150 million hot dogs, enough to stretch from D.C. to L.A. How many times? You could throw a guess out. Oh, it's about half that. Over five times. Oh, I'm sorry.
Very sorry.
We want to give away the ladies' boots. Is there another lady that would like to play the game? Step right up here, ma'am.
Good choice.
Here we go.
Good choice. Father Hornaggio over here. Well, Buzz is like enjoying his beverage and going,
she also
that's a good choice. Man, I want to do her now.
And she appears to be a biker, so she could benefit from
it. Did you ride today?
I rode in the back, but I guess.
Oh, boy, you might be another winner if I know. Who's the guy you're with?
That's my lovely husband.
Oh, you are definitely going to be a winner. All right.
That's right.
That's a compliment, sir. Not really.
When does Oz resume shooting?
I'm going to page three here. All right, I'm going to give you this one for the ladies' boots. Are you ready?
Lady.
This city eats the most hot dogs of any U.S. city.
I know this.
This city eats the most hot dogs of any U.S. city. Why are you looking at it like I'm doing something wrong? What?
Tell me Manassas. And I'm like,
no, not Manassas.
It is not Manassas.
Manassas. Let me take this opportunity to say hi to Manassas. I'd like to say no. All right.
Hi.
This city eats the most hot dogs of any U.S. city. We need an answer for the ladies' boots.
I'm going to go with Chicago.
Oh, how unfortunate.
Chicago was the second most. I'll give you one more chance. I'll give you one more chance for the ladies' boots if you can tell me the number one city.
New York.
New York? I am
very
happy to tell you are a winner.
Yeah.
You win the ladies' boots. All right, here we go. What's all the... You just loved the hot dog questions, didn't you?
I went to the hot dog website.
You really enjoyed that. One more. We've got time for one more. Let's see. Not you. You played with us before. Another lady. Step right up here, ma'am.
Who hasn't played with us? I like the ladies.
Who hasn't played with... Would you like to play with Mr. Burbank? Yes.
Can you make your dog bite Matt?
All right. Have we given away, Beth Ann, have we given away all the good prizes? Is it a T-shirt? Beth Ann has vanished. I think we've given away... What's that? Oh, we have the vest to give away. All right, you're going to play for a vest. Are you ready? This U.S. airport, what is that? That's who it's from. We're giving away a vest. This is just added, an airbrush illustration vest from Custom Cycle Studio. I wish we could hold this up and show everybody. This is some nice work here. They also do custom paint work on motorcycles.
Very cool.
Custom Cycle Studio. This is a custom vest for you. Here is your question.
That's like the one you wear under your tuxedo, Mike.
This U.S. airport serves the most hot dogs. Mm-hmm. Somebody wanted a hot dog when he put this quiz together.
And right now.
This U.S. airport.
Can I get help from the audience?
No.
It's all about you, isn't it?
I will give you a hint.
Only child.
Okay. The last contestant might have given you a hint.
Chicago.
No, yes, but now we need a name for the airport. No, do not. You cannot get help from the crowd. Nope. That's cheating.
Chicago O'Hare?
O'Hare is correct. You get the best. Way to go.
Good job.
All right.
I think she said hair.
Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're going to have the final buzz of the afternoon.
What?
Get you updated on all the news headlines. Okay. Did you prepare a newscast, Mr. Burbank?
Why, yes, I did.
And maybe we'll have one of you panel during that. I like that. When we bring somebody out of the crowd,
fine
we have that.
With me.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are a thick crowd. Make some noise so we can let everybody in Radio Land know how many people are here. Fantastic crowd to kick off Memorial Day. And we will be right back after this short break.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.